ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे मयि प्रजां मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातु मयि वेदां मयि प्रजाम् महीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातु मयि वेदाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो ब्राजो ददातु ॐ ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः So, and we started the Chandogya Upanishad. We were simultaneously doing first chapter and the sixth chapter. And in a class I was doing sixth chapter. The sixth chapter, as you know well, is the sixth and seventh are the important chapters in this. Sixth is the mainly important chapter in the Chandogya Upanishad. Because this is where Tattvamasi Mahavakyam actually I presented here. The sixth chapter begins with the introduction of the Guru and Sishya, Uddalakaha and Shvetaketuhu. Then you know when this son Shvetaketu comes back from Gurukulavasam, his study, the father asked him the question whether he asked for the knowledge of that by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. Then the student had a doubt, the Shvetaketu had a doubt whether such knowledge is possible. And the father, Uddhalakaha, who also is playing a role of a guru in this chapter, made it very established that by knowing the cause, all the effects become known as it were. Karana vijnanena karyani sarvani jnata prayani bhavanti. By knowing the cause, all the effects become known. And for which he gave three examples also. He gave example of clay and pot, gold and ornament, and iron and the iron products. He established just by knowing the cause, all the effects, all the products become known as it were. Therefore, by knowing the cause of the universe, the entire universe becomes known. So what is the cause? What is that from which the entire universe has come into existence? By knowing the Jagat Karanam, Jagat becomes known as it were. So he introduces Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. In the very second section of the sixth chapter, Brahman is introduced as the Jagat Karanam. Therefore, Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Jagat Karanam means Brahman is the ultimate absolute cause of this universe. By knowing the Moola Karanam, the absolute cause of this universe, Brahman, the entire universe, all the all these forms and names in their entirety become known as it were. That is discussed in the second section. And this actually, when Brahman is introduced as Jagat Karanam, as the cause of the universe, we call this, it is known as Srishti Prakriya, you know. That the Srishti Prakriya is presented from the second section onwards into the seventh section. Second to the seventh section, in six sections, Srishti Prakriya, the method of analysis of the creation is presented here. You know the tatparyam of the Srishti Prakriya. The aim of the Srishti is to arrive at the reality, not to really establish the creation. So the second section, Brahman is introduced as the Moola Karanam, as the cause of the universe. And by knowing this Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. Then the question comes, what is that Brahman by knowing which everything else becomes known? Then in the eighth section, actually, that Brahman by knowing which everything else becomes known is actually you are. You are that Brahman by knowing which everything else becomes known. Therefore, by knowing yourself, everything else becomes known. First we say by knowing Brahman, by knowing the cause, the effect becomes known. By knowing Brahman, the cause of the universe, the entire universe becomes known. Then finally we say how it is developed. That Brahman, by knowing which is the cause of the universe, by knowing which the entire universe becomes known as it were, is that Brahman is none other than you. Therefore, by knowing yourself, the whole Jagat becomes known as it were. Therefore, first the order is like this. Karana vijnanena karyani jnatprayani bhavanti. Then, Brahma vijnanena Jagat jnatprayam bhavati. Then, Atma jnanena, Atma vijnanena sarvam jnatam bhavati. By knowing yourself, by knowing your own self, by knowing what you are, by knowing yourself, and everything becomes known as it were. Why? Because you are Brahman. Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Therefore, by knowing the Jagat Karanam Brahman, which is none other than yourself, everything else becomes known as it were. Is the order? This is how it's going to be developed. Therefore, the second section onwards until the seventh section, the Srishti is continuously discussed. And in the second section, when the Srishti is begun, from the Brahman, from Brahman, the absolute cause, what is Brahman here? Maya upahitam chaitanyam brahma. Sagunam brahma. Maya upahitam chaitanyam brahma. From the Brahman, the absolute reality, the powerful reality, the consciousness Brahman, maya upahitam chaitanyam brahman, first the elements came into existence. The second section presents what now? Creation of subtle elements. And here, the creation of five elements is not mentioned here. The three elements are created first. Tejaha, up, annam. Tejaha, fire, up, water, annam, earth. Remember, the words are used differently here. Annam in this context means earth element. So fire, water and earth. The three subtle elements are created. Creation of three subtle elements. Fire, water and earth is discussed in the second section. Therefore, you can say Sukshma Tejo Banna Srishtihi. Sukshma Tejo Banna Srishtihi means what? The creation of three subtle elements, fire, water, and earth. Then the third section, the grossification of three subtle elements, the grossification of elements, otherwise, the creation of gross elements is discussed in the third section. The second section introduces the creation of subtle elements, three subtle elements. The third section discusses the creation of gross elements, that is the grossification of subtle elements. The grossification, the process of grossification is generally in Vedanta known as Panchikaranam, because everywhere the five elements are discussed. But here only three elements are presented, discussed. Therefore we say here it is called Trivrit Karanam, not Panchikaranam, but Trivrit Karanam. So grossification, the process of grossification is known as Trivrit Karanam in this Upanishad. And how Trivrit Karanam happens, how grossification happens, all the three elements mix with each other, they become the mixture of the three portions, and each one has half of its own element and 1/4 of the other elements. Therefore, that grossification process I'm not discussing here, you know very well. So the gross fire has half of its own and 1/4 of water and 1/4 of earth. Like that, other two elements also, half of its own and 1/4 of other two elements. So this grossification is discussed in this third section. Then the fourth section presents the creation of the Bhautika Prapanchaha. Bhautika Prapancha Srishtihi, which means the creation of elemental universe. So creation of subtle elements, creation of gross elements in terms of grossification. The fourth section discusses the creation of the elemental universe from these three elements. And here, the creation of the gross, this universe, is of twofold. We say Adi Bhautikam and Adi Adhyatmikam. Adi Bhautika Srishtihi means the creation of the objective universe. And Adhyatmikam means the Vyashti Prapancha Srishtihi is the creation of the subjective body, mind, sense complex. The creation of the individual body, mind, sense complex. Then in the fourth section, the Adi Bhautika Srishtihi, Adi Bhautika Srishtihi, the creation of the objective universe is discussed. Which then here discussion is the creation of this objective universe is presented in a peculiar way, that everything in this objective universe is born of these three elements only. What are three elements? Fire, water, and earth. To reveal this, that everything here is born of these three elements, the Upanishad uses a method. It says that everything here, the sun, the fire, all the elements and all the elementals here, everything has three colors. And each color stands for an element. The red color indicates the fire principle, subtle fire. And white color indicates the water element, subtle water, And the dark color indicates the earth element. So he says, every gross element is nothing but these three subtle elements only. And all the elementals also can be ultimately reduced to the three subtle elements. He says, we see these three colors are found in every object, he says. The red color obtaining in the sun or the moon or the fire, anything stands for the subtle fire. The white color stands for the water and the dark color stands for the earth. What he wants to say is, Upanishad says this, everything here is nothing but three subtle elements, reducible to three subtle elements. That is, this much is discussed in the fourth section. Then the fifth, sixth and the seventh, we have three for the sections. In this three, fifth, sixth and seventh, the adhyatmika srishtihi, the individual's body and body maintenance complex also nothing but products of three subtle elements only. Ultimately, the individual body maintenance complex also is elemental product, like the objective universe being the product of the elements. Then in the fifth section, the discussion about the food. The food we eat is divided into three portions, and each portion contributes for the formation of the given aspect of the individual. For example, the food we eat is sthula amsham. The sthula amsham, the gross aspect of the food we eat, is what is sthula amsham. Sthula amsham, the gross aspect of the food we eat goes waste, becomes waste, becomes rejected as waste. Then the subtle aspect, sukshma amsham, the subtle aspect of the food we eat contributes for the formation of the gross body. Then much subtler aspect of the food, ati sukshma amsham, sthula amsham, sukshma amsham and ati sukshma amsham. The gross aspect, the gross part of the food, the subtle part of the food and much subtler aspect of the food. The gross aspect of the food we eat become rejected as the waste. Subtle aspect of the food we eat becomes the gross body. And the gross, much subtler aspect of the food we consume goes for formation of the subtle body. Which means all the food in subtle form, the food in much subtler form, the food in gross form, like everything, nothing but this elements only. The elemental, the food is also elemental. Therefore, the products of the element, our body and complex also nothing but products of these elements. And here, the solid food we eat, actually the earth element is in the form of the solid food we eat. And if the water element is in the form of water we drink. And the fire element alone is in the form of the oil, ghrita, tailadi. The fire element is in the form of the oil, ghee, etc. that we consume. Therefore, these three the three elements, the three principles called Agni Tattva, we can say Agni Tattvam, Jalatattvam, and so Tejas Tattvam, Ap Tattvam, and we can say Prithvi Tattvam, the Annam. Agni, Apaha, Prithvi. These three principles alone, remaining in the form of this food, the solid food we eat, the water we consume, and the ghee, oil, etc., contribute for the formation of the entire body, mind, and complex. That is discussed in the fifth section. So what is our gross body, subtle body? Our gross and subtle bodies are also products of the elemental elements in the form of food. The solid food, water and oil, etc. Then the same thing, the fact that our physical body, our subtle body is nothing but products of the elements in the form of food is discussed differently in the sixth section also. In the sixth section, it is established that any living form, actually the human body mind complex being the products of elements, an elemental product is re-established with an example here in the sixth section. And what's the example given there? The Upanishad gives us the example, when we churn the curd, dadhi. No, when you, dadhi mathanam, when you do the dadhi mathanam, when you churn the curds, the subtle aspect of the curd comes actually upwards in the form of butter. Only the light weight, the subtle aspect of the curd comes upwards in the form of butter. So in the same way, when the food consumed, digested, churned in our digestive system, the subtle aspect goes upwards, contributing for the formation of the mind and pranas. He says, the Anna Amsham. Anna Amsham means what? The food, the solid food we eat, the earth element in the form of solid food we eat, when that is digested, the food essence contributes for the formation of the mind. So what contributes for the formation of the mind? Our mind is formed of the food essence. You know, food essence of the solid food we eat. Therefore, the earth element consumed in the form of the solid food, when digested, and the subtle aspect of the food alone contribute for the formation of the mind. Then water we consume, the subtle aspect of the water alone becomes what now? The prana. Then the food we consume, the agni, the fire principle in the form of ghee, oil, etc. consumed alone contributes for the formation of the vag, speech. So mind is formed of the Anna Amsham, that is earth element. The food we eat contributes for the formation of the mind. The water we drink contributes the formation of the prana. And the fire element consumed in the form of ghee, oil, etc. contributes for the formation of the speech. So mind, prana and speech. This is discussed in the sixth section. See, the same fact is re-established in the sixth section. What is the same fact re-established in the sixth section? We're going to see now. That food we eat, the water we drink, so the solid food we eat is the earth element in the form of solid food eaten contributes for the formation of the mind. The water we consume contributes for the formation of the prana. And the fire element, we don't really drink, eat fire directly. But the fire element in the form of ghee, oil, etc., which we consume, contributes for the formation of the speech, vagindriyam, vag. This is re-established here in the sixth section. Let us read the sixth section now. And here, this is established with an example. Example is given through an example. Upanishad reinforces the same idea. Dadhnaha, dadhnaha, somya, matyamanasya, yaha anima, saha urdhvaha, samudishati, tat sarpir bhavati. I'll repeat it. Hey Somya, Somya, here the teacher is calling the student, oh my beloved student Somya, dadhnaha matyamanasya, matyamanasya dadhnaha. He says, dadhnaha, matyamanasya dadhnaha, from the curd, dadhi is the word dadhnaha, from the curd which is being churned. Matyamanaha means which is being churned. From the curd which is being churned, yaha anima, anima means the subtle aspect of the food. Subtle aspect of the food. The food we eat, solid food, but the subtle aspect of the food we have consumed, yanima, saha urdvaha, urdvaha samudishati. So here, the subtle aspect of the subtle aspect of the curse which is being churned. Anima, anima means the subtle aspect. Subtle aspect of what? From what? From the curd which is being churned. The tad sarpir bhavati. Sarpihi means that alone becomes ghee. Sarpihi means clarified butter. Ghee. Therefore, the butter, which is the subtle aspect of the yogurt, the curd, when the curd is churned, that comes upwards. Urdhvaha means upwards. Samudeshati, it comes. It comes upwards. In the same way, he says, in the same way, the food when we have eaten also, it is digested, churned in our digestive system. The subtle aspect of the food which we have eaten comes upwards. And what happened in the form of what? That alone contributes for what? For the formation of the mind, for the formation of the prana, and also our speech. So, vagindriyam, vag, the subtle aspect of the food, what we have threefold, no, three aspects are there. the subtle aspect of the solid food which you have eaten, which is the, that the Lord becomes what? The mind. Subtle aspect of the water which we have drunk becomes the contribute for the formation of the prana. The subtle aspect of the ghee, oil, etc. which we eat contribute to the formation of the speech, organ of the power of organ of speech. So what he says here, evameva, next, read the next mantra. In the same way, evameva, kalu, somya, annasya, asyamanasya. In the same, evameva, in the same way, hey somya, annasya, asyamanasya. Of the food which is eaten, asyamanasya annasya, yaha anima, the subtle aspect of the food which we have which is being consumed, saha urdvaha samudishati, that alone comes upwards, but tan manaha bhavati, that alone becomes mind. What is that mind? So mind is also what? Product of the subtle aspect of the food we have consumed. Okay? Therefore, earth element in the form of solid food consumed alone contributes for the formation of the mind that is re-established here. Tan manaha bhavati. The solid food which we eat, no, that gets digested and when it's churned, and then subtle aspect of it becomes the mind. That is why we always say when we eat the food, be careful what we eat. Because if the mind is very restless, if you eat lot of garlic and the onion, etc., mind will very, very restless, agitated mind. You will develop forgetfulness very quickly. You want to become senile soon, eat lots of garlic. Okay, that's what Rastam says anyway. So, garlic, I'm not any say negatively anything about it. It's a medicinal, it has medicinal value. You have to eat very little. It's good for health. But any food we eat also, anything tamasic we eat, mind becomes dull. Rajasic we eat, mind becomes very agitated and restless. The sattvic food we eat, mind will be calm. So, mind is formed of the sattvic, the subtle aspect of the food we consume. The solid food we eat. Therefore, he says, Yeva meva kalu somya, hey somya, oh my dear student, annasya asyamanasya, annasya asyamanasya, asyamana means which is being eaten. The food which is eaten, you know, the solid food which is eaten, of that, anima yaha, the subtle aspect alone, goes upwards, then that becomes the mind. Then, second, next mantra, apam somya piyamananam. Hey somya, odious student, apam piyamananam apam, asyamanana, asyamanasya, annasya, we have seen. Now next question, next word sentence is piyamananam apam, of the waters which are drunk. Okay. Yaha anima, so the subtle aspect of the water we drink. There's a subtle aspect of the solid food we eat becomes the mind. The subtle aspect of the water we drink, that also what? Churned, then that goes upwards, means it becomes what? Pranaha. Saha urdvaha samudishati, saha pranaha bhavati. That becomes prana. Pranaha bhavati. Apam somya piyamanana yaha anima saha urdvaha samudishati saha pranaha bhavati. It goes upwards and becomes the prana. Now you know what becomes the prana? It water alone becomes the pranaha. The subtle aspect of the water we drink, the more water we drink. More means not too much. That's why they say you have to drink lots of water. The more water we drink, the more the digestion can happen properly. You have more energy, they say. Anyway, but still you have to eat also. Not just mere water is not enough. So anyway, you know this prana, subtle aspect of the water we drink alone becomes the prana. Then tejasaha, the next mantra, tejasaha somya ashyamanasya. Same word is continued, repeated. Yaha anima saha urdvaha samudishati. The subtle aspect of the fire element consumed in the form of fire element is not directly consumed. Don't drink or eat fire. So here the subtle aspect of the fire element consumed in the form of, we have to understand here, ghee, oil, etc. That what when this digested properly, that goes up, subtle aspect goes upwards and becomes what? Sa vag bhavati. It becomes the vag, the speech, the organ of speech. In this way, so all the three, what is up now in the head? So here mind, we say mind, and up means not only in the anything above our digestive system. The mind, the pranas, then speech. All the three are products of what? Subtle aspects of the food consumed. Solid food, the water, and ghee, etc. And those three types of food actually stand for three elements. The solid food stands for, solid food is actually from the earth element in the form of solid food, water in the form of water, then the fire in the form of ghee, oil, etc. consumed, when digested, subtle aspect of the three alone become mind, prana, and speech. Therefore, what is the lesson here? Annamayam hi somya manaha. This is very important. This is a nice sentence to memorize this. Manaha annamayam. So the mind is the product of the earth element. Subtlest aspect of the earth element in the form of food, isn't it? Subtlest aspect of the food, basically from the earth, therefore, annamayam hi somya manaha, apomayaha pranaha. Prana is the formed of the water, mind is formed of the subtle aspect of the solid food, then tejomayi vak, the speech is the product of the subtle aspect of the fire element, not directly in the food consumed. If annamayam hi manaha, apomayaha pranaha, tejomayi vak. I'll repeat it. Annamayam hi manaha. You can memorize the sentence actually. Annamayam hi manaha. Annamayam hi manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Tejomayi vak. Tejomayi vak. Bhuyayeva. Okay, vak iti. Because there the teacher stops. So what he made very clear now, same thing is repeated. It's a actually adhyatmika srishtihi means how the human mind is nothing but product of the subtlest aspect of the solid food consumed. And the solid food consumed is nothing but the product of the earth element. Then what the pranas are nothing but products of the subtlest aspect of the water we drink, which is the water element. Then our vag indriyam, the organ of speech, is nothing but the product of food, and which is food in the form of oil, ghee, etc., which stand for actually the fire element. Therefore, all our these prana, mind, and sense organ, we are going to understand that later on, speech, all three are the products of subtle elements only. Ultimately, they're all elemental products. That is what is established here in the sixth section. Now here, next sentence, Hey Bhagavan, Hey Bhuya Eva Mam Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. The student continues to ask this teacher, Oh teacher, please tell me more again. Tell me more again. Bhuyaha Eva Mam Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. Please let me know, teach me more. Then the teacher says, Tatha Somya. Okay, let me do the same. Iti saha ha uvacha. The teacher says yes, and he's going to continue. Well, the sixth section is over. That is why when we drink water, they always say Om Achyutaya Namaha, Om Anantaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. Say and drink water. When you eat food, say something good and eat food. Know why? Main thing, the prana, the mind, and the speech also. Mind must be in good condition, in proper condition. A mind gets confused, and then everything be confused. And even the mind is okay, then the pranas, of course, that's a different thing. Again, the speech, what to speak. When people are very harsh, then we'll say, because very, hot expressions means what? Because already the speech is what? Product of fire or element only. The speech is a product of fire element. That is why we have to be very careful. Otherwise, our words will be very hot and harsh, and they may hurt people's feelings. So we have to be very careful. You say that. Anyway, so with this is over. The next section also, before going to the eighth section, the important section, wherein the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is going to be introduced. Before we go there, the seventh section is also establishes the same fact. What is the fact? What has been already said is reinforced again.